the cross-border dimension of the terrorist threat in the Sahel region, as well as the serious challenges posed by transnational organized crime and its links with terrorism, continue to pose a serious threat to stability, prosperity and growth in the Sahel region.
Mr. Wan outlined what was at stake due to the growing nexus of terrorism and crime across the vast swath of the largely desert region of Africa's northwest. In just the past few days, he noted, armed terrorists had killed civilians in Burkina Faso and military and UN personnel deployed with the MINUSMA mission in Mali.
Their activities know no borders, and time and again, we have seen vicious attacks also in neighboring countries and in the broader region. This past weekend was marked by the heinous attacks in Ouagadougou and on MINUSMA camps in Douenza and Timbuktu.
The senior peacekeeping official said it was worst of all, though, for civilians having to live with the consequences of extremist violence and intimidation across the Sahel. In the epicentre of violence, Mali, 178 secular schools have had to close in the past year due to the targeting of teachers, students and parents.
This erosion of state authority provides a fertile breeding ground for violent extremism and terrorism. A countless number of young people in the Sahel facing job insecurity and even chronic poverty could all too easily fall prey to these groups. The situation is dire, and time to identify and implement solutions is unfortunately running out.
In February, Sahel leaders, the Group of Five, or G5, together with France, agreed a new multinational counter-terrorism force of around 5,000 soldiers, together with police and civilian personnel. Mr. Wan said that important steps had already been taken to make it operational, and its headquarters were due to be up and running in northern Mali by the end of August. He praised the commitment from G5 countries and the European Union in pledging more than €100 million to establishing the force, but more would be needed in the long term to ensure its success.
While generating pledges and contributions to meet the requirements of the joint force will be critical, the setting up of transparent, coordinated and effective funding will be equally as important.
Matt Wells, United Nations.